This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing? I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things New York Jet related. And before we get into today's pod, I'd just like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. All right, y'all. I've never intended for this. I joked for weeks, for a whole season, last season. This podcast is jet therapy. But the way things are going, it actually might be. I feel like I'm delusional. I feel like I'm delusional in all aspects of my fandom. Why did I pick the Jets? But here we go. We're diving into it. I got notes. That's how you know I mean business. And I all capsed the parts where I'm going to stress some things. So buckle up, because now we're letting it rip. It's been too long. It's been enough. But here we go. So Sunday, the Jets lose to the New England Patriots 15-10. And that's 15 games in a row where we couldn't beat the Patriots. I have tried my best to believe in Zach Wilson, for him to get it together. But this needs to stop. The blinders need to come off now. And the Jets need to stop being so stubborn and admit they got the pick wrong. They got the Zach Wilson pick wrong. I am one of those people on draft day that was enamored by this kid. The throw, everyone knows the throw I'm talking about. Crossbody down the field, launches it. He did it with the Hail Mary pass in this game, the Patriots game. But I digress. Trey Lance was just traded from the 49ers, the guy they had taken just after Zach. They got Brock Purdy, you know, that outweighs everything. But they still gave up a king's ransom to go up and get him. They manned up. They manned up and they just said, hey, we got it wrong. Here we go. We're moving on. Clean cut, clean break for everybody. You go to Dallas, we stick with Brock. You know, let's keep the train moving. The Jets need to try anything at this point to correct the course and get this team back on the road to the playoffs. Sign a Nick Foles at this point. I can't believe I'm saying this. Sign Carson Wentz at this point. Just a competent quarterback. Again, like we were saying last year, we'll get the job done. Yeah, trading for Kirk Cousins is still on the table. But personally, this is just my take. I don't know how I feel giving up a first-round pick for what would be a rental quarterback, who probably, definitely, won't be on the roster next year. That's because I'm hoping Aaron comes back. Oh my gosh, we're really here. We're really... I am down bad. I'm down horrendous. But the Jets cannot start Zach again. He's continuing to show you who he is. It's 3 years into this. The excuse of he's our guy, he's improving, needs to end. He should be getting football by now. Props to all the players that have publicly supported their teammates. I'm talking about Mekhi Becton. I'm talking about Garrett Wilson. Those guys getting interviewed after the game. He's my dog. I'm never giving up on him. Blah, blah, blah. Shout out to you. Shout out to you. I just personally also don't understand how we didn't sign a quarterback as soon as Aaron Rodgers went down. Just to have another body on the roster or that break glass in case of an emergency kind of guy. We shattered the glass, but nothing is on the other side of it. That's where we're at. We're caught with our pants down. But being this stubborn to not hurt Zach's feelings or whatever the case may be will lose you this locker room and fracture your roster. And I have been backing Saleh since day one because I truly like him as a leader and as a head coach. But him coming out in front of reporters just yesterday and painfully backing Zach and saying he played a clean game of football, which is why he's starting, it makes me sick. Zach was not processing the field, and you can say all you want about the O-line playing bad. It really wasn't as bad as many people are making it out to be. Zach is missing those wide open people and missing checkdowns that are gimmies yet again, like last season. And he should have the awareness to not take that safety by Matthew Judon and to not throw a screen on fourth down at the line of scrimmage. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. You should see me right now. I'm flailing my arms about. I am that ticked off. I've never shown this much emotion on any of the podcasts before, but this one, it has to be it. He had two tries to win the game after what appeared to be a near perfect drive to get that touchdown. He is just hot and cold. That one drive, he was slinging it. He was throwing it all over the field. He was accurate. He was on time. And then the next drive, he turned into a pumpkin. He just, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I need more of what you just did, Zach. Oh, sorry, can't do that for you. Just look at this division right now. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. BL. Miami just hung 70 points on the Broncos. The Bills just woke up and they're back to form. And the Patriots, they're the Patriots. What can I say? You got Kansas City up next. L, barring any weird circumstance. Denver, you're 50-50 on that, honestly. I don't know. Then Philly, another L. That puts us at 2-4. At this point, I am just far from being mad at Zach now. At this point, it falls on the head coach and the general manager, Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas. bringing guys for a workout just to see your options. How bad could it be? Nick Foles? Carson Wentz? I don't know. Matt Ryan? No. Get him. No. Stop it. He's fine. But honestly, will it do any harm to bring these guys in to just say, hey, let's see what you got? But I honestly don't think Saleh and JD are on the hot seat to get fired. They're going to be around next season, and if Aaron comes back, they'll see how that fully pans out. That's just my opinion. You really can't fire them over the catastrophe, but you can also blame them for not having a backup plan just in case. If we make it out of the bye, and Zach is still our starting quarterback, this just proves we are tanking, and you can't send that message to the locker room. Players are already blowing up on coaches on the sideline. You've seen Michael Carter go off on the running backs coach. You've seen Garrett Wilson doing something. I'm not going to pin anything, but you've seen him rather perturbed. I'll put it that way. And again, last year, around this same time, oddly enough, we were in the same exact position. And to kind of just circle back here, just a quick bit from yesterday, the score was 15-10. It is clear as day, the defense isn't fully at fault here. The team yet again was held back by the quarterback play. I don't understand how Saleh isn't seeing that. Or maybe he does, and somewhere in the higher ups, I don't know where, they're saying you have to start Zach. For whatever reason, I don't know. They again had two chances to tie the game. And even win the game with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter right after that touchdown drive. Overall, Saleh and Joe Douglas owe it to this team to make a change and at least try something new and own up they made a mistake and they whiffed on the Zach Wilson pick. I mean, it's gotten so bad, even Joe Namath appeared on a radio show yesterday saying he has seen enough of Zach and he is sick at watching him play. He thinks the team should trade him. Honestly, I don't know who'd take him. I really don't know who would take him. Now, as for the game plan moving forward, how we're going to run plays. They can't get the run game going because teams now sell out on the run. They dare Zach to pass the ball, which he has proved over and over again. He cannot be competent in that matter. I don't get it. Like, week one, he was thrown into the fire. That's what happens. You are the number two overall pick in the NFL draft. Arguably, maybe you shouldn't have been. But that's the status. That's where you're at. You're a starting quarterback. You need to start getting it. Year three. It just blows my mind. I wanted to delay making this podcast. I'm doing it on a Tuesday to come out on Wednesday in hopes we would get word. Hey, we're signing XYZ backup or this vet or there's rumors. Nothing. I don't understand. Someone makes sense. Do I watch the Kansas City game? Because that'll be... Talk about a slaughter. Taylor Swift will be in the house, potentially. That's the bright spot I gotta look forward to, but I don't know. Maybe we'll circle back next week and we'll have another talk. Maybe they'll see the light. I hope. Oh boy, here we go. I'm gonna throw this in. At the end of the podcast, I brought up the Jets signing anybody. Signing anybody. Carson Wentz, Nick Foles. But from the shadows, from the embers, rises Trevor Siemian? Are we Are we a legit franchise? I am at that point where I am questioning if the Jets are even real. Are they real? Is this team real? Are we for real about winning? Signing Trevor Siemian does not make you real about winning. I get it's slim pickings out there for quarterbacks, especially in this market at this point in the season. But Trevor Siemian, who I might add will probably not start Sunday in Kansas City, in the Kansas City game. I cannot fathom this move. I was working, and then all of a sudden this news popped up on my phone. I feel it was right to add my instant reaction to this. Oddly enough, it's an upgrade over Zach Wilson, but oh my gosh. Trevor Siemian. It boggles my mind. All right, I'm going to pass it back. I'm going to pass it back to past me and try to collect thoughts for this. All right, we're going. But that about does it here for the Get Comfy Lowdown. I hope you guys enjoyed. You'll catch more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast every single week on iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Believe Network. I have been K-Lo, and I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.